The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five. When we had comedian Lawrence Mooney on, we learned why he's always so relaxed when he chats to us.
Our new phone in today, who's the most famous person that patted your dog?
That's made me choke up.
What are you
that is
doing?
Very funny.
What have you been doing, sucking a few darts or something?
No, I just pulled a couple of cones before work.
Don't.
Punched a couple of cones in the Ford Ranger out the front.
Now, as we move on.
Yes. Let's move on.
Number four.
We learned some shock revelations about Sesame Street.
You've got some big news on Bert and Ernie Dits. Bert and Ernie are gay. I was watching a gay couple all those years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this day and age...
Couldn't you tell?
No. There's nothing wrong. They didn't pash on or anything, but the writer who created them has come out and said, yes, I'm a gay man, and I wanted to reflect my relationship through Bert and Ernie on Sesame Street.
If you need to know everything about the people on Sesame Street, here's full disclosure. Elmo is transgender. Oscar the Grouch has manic depression. The Cookie Monster has diabetes. Big Bird is morbidly obese. And Snuffleupagus has a cocaine problem.
How did it come out? It only just came out yesterday.
Yeah. So it should be called Oxford Street, not Sesame Street.
Oxford Street, yeah.
Another Dits zinger.
Bert and Ernie all these years have been gay. But isn't it interesting that we need to be teaching our kids, I don't know, about sexuality or Sesame Street felt the need?
They haven't been teaching them though because you didn't know.
Well, maybe I was naive. Maybe it went through to the keeper. There could be three-year-olds all over the world go, yeah, I knew they were gay.
If Dits is upset about Bert and Ernie, wait till he hears they also had a frog and a pig that were sleeping together.
My Kermit has admitted his love for me at last.
Number three.
We learned about a guy called Colin who was almost abducted by Ivan Milat.
Was he scary? Was he intimidating?
When he'd run around the back of the pickup truck, he'd grab the hammer that was placed at the tailgate. I thought he was getting ready to punch me. In reality, he was getting ready to hammer me.
Hang on, that's not funny. Oh yeah, but Lemo's Ivan Milat story is funny.
When he was first going to trial, Ivan Milat, there's a bit of a question mark over quite a few members of that family. And one of his brothers was asked the question, do you reckon Ivan killed those backpackers? And his brother said to the journo, nah, not all of them.
Number two, speaking of brothers, we learnt some siblings are loved more than others.
Unloved siblings, right? With yours.
Mate, Tom can walk around with a poo in his nappy for hours before you change it. Now, the first one.
There's a wee
in there, get that off.
So. Quite understandably. I mean, I would have been an ugly babe. There's not one photo of me anywhere in our house. But my oldest brother, my God. Well, you'd open up another gallery in North Territory.
What about me?
Tim from Virginia called up and reckons he was the unlucky sibling.
Were you loved or unloved?
Both my brothers always got new bikes. And I used to race BMX.
Yeah.
I used to do gymnastics with my sister.
Tim! You look good in leotards, did you?
Apparently leotards aren't as expensive as push bikes.
Tim.
And the number one thing we learned this week is there is some very forgetful drivers out there.
Whether we're too busy, we're impatient, but leaving things on the roof of the car.
Let's go to Happy Valley. What have you left on your car, Ben?
Tried to spice up the bedroom life of my missus. So I thought after work I'd call in the Good Vibrations and get a couple of things.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
What?
I pulled out of the bloody driveway back on the South Road.
Benny left an entire bag of Marital Aids on the roof of his car.
The revision mirror, I seen the bag in the middle of the road.
Oh, no.
I pull over and run back.
Bet it's not the first time someone's lost a load near Good Vibrations. Because there's heavy traffic and potholes.
Yeah, so, just give us an address. Where is Good Vibrations?
Good Vibrations on South Road, around St. Mary's, I think.
Righto. Good on you, mate.
Dits. Don't pretend like you don't know where Good Vibrations is.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.